Hello and welcome to the pod. I'm Nathan Fink.
I'm Jasmine Torres Allen, and this is New Hampshire Family Now,
a show about building family in the Granite State. New Hampshire Family Now is brought to you by the New Hampshire Charitable Foundation. Since 1962, the Charitable Foundation has worked hand-in-hand with generous and visionary citizens to maximize the power of giving and support, collaborate, and lead innovative initiatives. Initiatives like New Hampshire Tomorrow, which is focused on making sure children and families have access to education, healthcare, and career pathways to ensure every family member thrives. To learn more about New Hampshire Charitable Foundation and all their initiatives, go to www.nhcf.org. This podcast was also brought to you by Family Support New Hampshire. Family Support New Hampshire is NH's coalition of family resource centers and family strengthening programs that exist to ensure Granite State families have access to resources so both caregivers and children can succeed, because supported families are strong families. To find a family resource center near you, visit www.fsnh.org. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. Today on the show, I'm excited to welcome Sarah Vecchiati. Am I right on that?
You are.
I nailed it.
Yes, you did.
The new executive director of the Couch Family Foundation, whose work strives to support early learning, children's health, and family strength. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nathan. And thank you for the opportunity to be here.
It's great to see you in person. Yeah. I'm so glad to hear you landed at the Couch Foundation, given its focus and your passion. So I thought we'd start there. Why early learning? Why does early learning mean so much to you?
Well, I'm actually lucky to have landed at the Couch Family Foundation too, because I share its mission of wanting to work towards children and families and communities being safe, healthy, and thriving. And so early learning is pretty important because it's a crucial developmental period for children. Mm-hmm. It is a foundational time where you can set up children for meeting their full potential. I mean, think of it, like the brain research is showing the rapid development in terms of physical, cognitive, social and emotional skills that is happening during this time period. And those kind of skills and capacities are also interconnected and intertwined. So they're not happening in isolation. Right. So it's a pretty complex integration period, and it's all happening within children's experiences and the relationships they're having. So it's tremendously complex and unique period. So for me, that type of time period, which sets and has huge implications for children's future, is the time to focus on, because it's a window of opportunity that you can harness to have tremendous impact now and in the future.
And, you know, this is not a strength-based way to say it. We can't get that back, right? That window passes. So what is the Couch Family Foundation planning to do? Because you went through some strategic planning.
So the Couch Family Foundation, yes, they embarked on the strategic plan, but their entire history since 2002 has really been focused on early childhood and promoting child and family well-being. The presence has been in the Upper Valley. Those are the cherished communities. That's where the Couch family has lived, raised their children, and they have deep connections in that community. So we're continuing to support direct service organizations in the Upper Valley who are aligned with our mission and are supporting healthy, vibrant communities and child and family well-being. Mm-hmm. But recently, the Couch Family Foundation launched this new strategy focused on early care and education. And the reason why they did it is because, looking at the way our policies and practices are set up, they're really not set up to help be responsive to the needs of children and families during this time frame, right? Like, we just haven't changed the way we're thinking about our governing systems and our financial systems and our support systems to really kind of capitalize and leverage this opportunity that has tremendous impact, not just on the immediate benefits of, you know, child development and supporting parental employment, but also in the long term in supporting a productive citizenry and workforce, right? So the reason why the Couch Family Foundation is focused on that is to kind of create and build and scale these high quality, equitable early care and education systems so that there is more of a match between the policies in place. And so we have some strategies.
Those strategies, you know, because you do have to build scaffolding to get where you're trying to go. What are some of the beams and trusses of that scaffolding to get us to what you just said?
Yeah. So one thing is, the Couch Family Foundation is also seeing this vision through in the long term, right? policy systems change. It's a lot of work.
It's
culture change, it's systems change. And so we have kind of a three-pronged approach. Mm-hmm. One is supporting advocacy and organizing to really help increase access to high quality early care and education, and think about how we can create public demand and will to be supportive of creating such systems. So advocacy and organizing is a huge one. And then the second one is really working towards making sure that states, localities, and like this state, New Hampshire, regions and localities within New Hampshire have provider support systems in place so that the programs, the early care and education programs and providers who are actually providing the services have the tools and resources they need to be able to deliver high quality early care and education services.
That's interesting that you say that, because the guardian angels of the angels on the ground doing the work. I cut you off at the second prong of your fork. What's your third prong?
Well, and there's another piece, the second prong, which I just really think is important also, which is part of this provider support systems, which also means supporting the professionals who are working directly with the children and families so that they're well prepared and well compensated to do this work. You can't talk about high quality without also talking about the workforce. So I just want to make sure that's there. Mm-hmm. So then the third prong is really research and data. Making sure that all of our efforts are grounded in research and data. Yes, to spur innovation and demonstrate impact, but also to kind of provide guidance towards continuous quality improvement efforts to support more effective policies and practices in early care and education.
I appreciate you talking about those things. Now, you know, a lot of the times I come at this work more often than not as a dad. And, you know, this period of raising children, especially in early childhood, is so intense. How can we frame this conversation for, say, advocacy, for, say, partners and stakeholders in a way that actually incurs positive change?
Yeah. Well, I think parents and caregivers actually want what's best for their kids. They want their kids to meet their full potential. So I think supporting children in reaching their full potential, whether it's delving into interests in the block area to build an airport or be a dinosaur, like developing those critical thinking skills, making friends and learning how to share and take turns, identifying emotions and figuring out how to handle them when somebody's hogging the marker that you want, or you don't get free choice. Like in your playtime, you get your second choice, not your first choice, right? Like parents and caregivers want children to be able to develop and hone those skills so that in the long run, right, their outcomes are better. But we also know that parents really want also to have economic well-being and self-sufficiency. And so many of them also have to work. So providing high quality early care and education also supports them being able to engage in employment to do so. And so we also know that high quality early care and education is a place where parents can feel confident that their kids are safe, healthy, and learning. And so they're less stressed and worried while they're at work. And then when you think of it, like that less stress and worry helps also facilitate the interactions, positive interactions between children and caregivers. So you're actually facilitating more healthy developmental relationships, right? And then also just the fact that what we're looking to do is create affordable, high quality early care and education so that economic worry that promoting children's learning is going to be out of reach or essentially pitting other essential needs like housing or food or healthcare against supporting early learning. Like we want it to be affordable so that that type of worry, that type of economic pressure is also not sitting there. So all of that leads to more healthy, positive family dynamics, which leads to also more vibrant communities.
Exactly. Now, when we talk about this, the aspirational nature of it, it's very clear to me. It's very clear to say, you're right. This is what I want for my children. And this is what I want for my family. And this is what I want for me within that. And, you know, as we, you know, from the lens of the foundation and kind of, you know, that nudging force, that seed force to get us in the right direction, you can't possibly be large enough to do it on your own. This is all about partnership, public-private partnership, stakeholder partnership. So I'm always curious, from the lens of a foundation, how do you look at that partnership? How do you seed things? How do you move them forward? How then do you get to sustainability once you're seeing that thing break ground?
Yeah. So One other reason why I'm very lucky to have landed at the Couch Family Foundation is because they have a long history actually of working in collaboration with their community stakeholders and partners, right? So that is not changing with the launch of our new early care and education strategy. And I think also the Couch Family Foundation knows that this is policy change and systems change takes a long time. So they are going to see this vision through. There might be times where there could be some demonstration programs or like discrete initiatives, right, that are more seeding and piloting in nature. But by and large, the primary approach of the foundation will be to actually partner with the institutions, agencies, and organizations in New Hampshire, mm-hmm. strengthen their organizational capacity, strengthen their ability to actually initiate and carry on this work. And at the same time, help garner the public and private investment that we know is needed to sustain these systems long term. So it's a two-pronged approach, like building the capacity of New Hampshire organizations and at the same time working to get that investment. Both of those pieces are really needed to make sure, like what you were saying, is that these are actually sustainable long-term changes in policy.
Exactly.
So that is the commitment in the strategies that we've outlined, is that we hope to be able to do that. And in partnership with also other funders.
I have to say, you walked in here with this, you know, new car smell, new executive director, who's the new kid, and it feels like you've been here the whole time. So welcome to New Hampshire.
Oh,
I'm so glad that you're at the Couch Family Foundation, and thank
you
for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Nathan. I really appreciate it.
Being a little bit more tuned into those expressions of humanity and noticing that, I really do feel like there's a joyful connection that happens, that you're appreciating all of this humanity around you.
Julianne, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Many thanks to the Samuel P. Hunt Foundation for sponsoring this podcast. Established in 1951, Samuel P. Hunt Foundation is a Manchester-based independent nonprofit that provides grants primarily for the arts, children and youth services, faith-based organizations, educational institutions, healthcare, and human services. New Hampshire Family Now is listed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and more. Listen wherever you get your podcasts or ask your smart speaker to play New Hampshire Family Now.